You're listening to Her Heart Heals Divorce Radio. Hi, I'm Christina Cuevas. 7 years ago, I went through a divorce and it completely turned my world upside down, and I'm so glad it did. I documented my healing to share information with other women going through their own divorce journey. And now, with thousands of downloads around the world from divorced women just like you, I'm here to show you how to ditch the shame around divorce and finally heal so that you can regain the confidence to create your most abundant and joyful future. I'm so glad you're here. This is Her Heart Heals Divorce Radio. Welcome back to another episode on the podcast. I'm your host, Christina, and this is Rebuilding You, Empowered Healing for Divorced Women. And today I'm going to go over all of the ways to cultivating and establishing your home after divorce and really helping you lean into claiming this new space as your own. And that was really a big thing for me when I went through my divorce. Was I had moved into a new home and it didn't feel like home. And so I wanted to share all of the ways that really helped me to begin to cultivate a new relationship with my new home, help it become a safe space for me and a place that I truly can call home. And so before we jump into it, I just wanted to remind you, be sure to sign up for the newsletter if you're not already signed up yet. It is free divorce support where I dive a lot deeper on so many different topics, and it's done weekly straight to your inbox, and it's absolutely free. So go to the link in the show notes and you can sign up. I have one link that just connects to all of the different things, the newsletter, the ways to work with me, my offerings, things like that. So it's Linktree. So it's linktr.ee/herheartheals. And you can sign up for the newsletter there. I also wanted to remind you, if you get some aha moments on this episode or you've implemented something from a past episode into your life, definitely tag me, shout me out at Her Heart Heals on Instagram. I love celebrating your wins with you. So if I could be part of your divorce support team, I am all for it. And without further ado, let's just jump right in. So as I mentioned, some of the things that I had to do when I was cultivating a safe space for my new home and really creating an environment that felt like me, an environment that I loved, that felt welcoming to me when I walked through the door and I'm like, ah, it feels like home. Like, I have to admit, when I first moved into my home after my divorce, it felt a little bit eerie. It felt weird. And there's little things that we can do that can really help a space feel like home. And I don't think it was until, like, I would say a good year of being in my home that it felt like me. And so obviously this sounds a lot easier said than done. It's personalizing our space. So we can really infuse our personality into our home. You can always start by selecting colors and patterns and textures that resonate with you, that help you cultivate a safe space. One of the fun ways to do this is by going on Pinterest and just looking at all of the different spaces and starting to pay attention to color themes. And then when you have that, you can incorporate these colors, these textures, these patterns into your home. And you don't even have to go and actually search. If you're already on Pinterest, you can probably just scroll the feed that you have and it'll already kind of give you that feedback of what you need to do to personalize your space, what you naturally gravitate towards. And then also include in personalizing your space, I would encourage, like, a really inexpensive way to do it. Like, it doesn't have to be redecorating or going out and spending money, but displaying meaningful photographs, artwork, and sentimental items can also add a personal touch. Another thing that you can do is rearranging and redecorating. So just getting creative, and this is really more for if you've been in a home since your divorce and it just feels kind of blah, it's also my favorite way to spruce things up. Or if you stayed in your existing home after your divorce, this is so clutch. Like moving your furniture and rearranging the layout of a room can absolutely create a fresh and transformative energy. It just totally changes up the whole vibe. I did another episode with Ashlina Caposta. It was definitely one of the first episodes that I did, so you'll have to scroll down the feed, but she's a feng shui expert, and she definitely shared ways that you can rearrange your home according to energy, which I find super interesting. And I definitely took a lot of her advice when it came to rearranging my home, and it made all of the difference. So if you wanted to adopt some feng shui styles, definitely go back to that podcast episode and check it out. But if you try different arrangements, see what feels most comfortable for you and what feels empowering for you. Something that you can do, it's like if you play around with your furniture, just have fun with it and then like live in it for a couple of days and see how you feel. You don't have to decide on it right then and there. You can always rearrange that furniture later. You can do things later. But really just trying to get out of your element and trying something new can be so empowering.
As you may know, one of the ways I love helping divorced women thrive is by using divorce as the catalyst to take back their power and get back to being that high-achieving, goal-oriented woman ready to conquer the world. If you're tired of feeling stuck or lost after divorce, you seriously need to consider how you're looking at divorce. Yes, you heard that right. You don't think you went through all of that for nothing, did you? There is a right and wrong way in how you do this, which is why I created a brand new masterclass, The Secret to Healing and Achieving Success After Divorce. Inside this class, you'll learn my method to heal from divorce and all the secrets to achieving success as a divorced woman at the same time. We're not going to be offering this forever, though, so don't wait. Click the link in the show notes to sign up for the waitlist for this free training or head to herheartheals.com/masterclass.
And with this, it's also, you know, if you have the budget for it, bringing in some inexpensive decor items, throw pillows, curtains, rugs, it can really help to freshen up the space. Also different like air fresheners, things like that, different scents can really open up the space. And the goal there and the goal with doing that is to establish a sanctuary. So just remember that if you treat your home like a sanctuary, everything that you do in your home becomes sacred because you are establishing that this place is a place that is going to help you feel welcome. It's going to help you feel loved. You're encouraging the creation of a peaceful and calming space within your home. And so you can establish a sanctuary by incorporating little cozy nooks. Something that I did in my home was a meditation corner, and also turning my bathroom into a spa-like retreat. And so I ended up using things that I already had in my bathroom and rearranged some things. I ended up getting like one new picture at Home Goods that was maybe like $10, and just to add something new to freshen it up. But I just changed some things around and really made my bathroom like a total zen spot. And so when we treat our home like a sanctuary, we're again establishing that connection with our home and we're giving it the power to really nurture us and give back. And so adding elements like soft lighting, scented candles, comfortable seating, and soothing music can contribute to a sense of serenity. Another item that can really help us establish our home is probably my favorite, probably the hardest thing to do, but it's decluttering and organizing. When you can declutter and organize your space, it can be a huge physical manifestation of emotional baggage release. I'm sure you know this feeling, what I'm talking about, like when you declutter and when you take so many things out of your space, oh man, it totally changes the vibe. So I want to encourage you to let go of items that no longer serve you and also create a more organized environment. And this also includes belongings that either you purchased during your marriage or gifts from your ex. Girl, it's time to purge. It is time to move on from that because it does carry an energy. And this process can be extremely cathartic and symbolize a fresh start. I sold or gave away everything from my marriage or that my ex-husband and I purchased together so that I don't hang on to anything energetically and I don't have that energy in my home. And selling these items is also a really great way to get some extra cash to buy fresh new things. So if you know you're on a budget, selling some of the items that you have that you've been hanging on to just allows for that new exchange of good and new energy, new vibes when we go and we look for new furniture and new things that express who we are now as individuals, as divorced women, and we're moving on into our own independent lives and finding the beauty in that. We're welcoming new things that describe our personality. And you don't need to rush into purchasing anything new because it's also part of the journey of self-exploration when we're figuring out who we are, what our new values are, you know, who we are as individuals, to then to start establish our own sense of style. So also don't feel pressured to go out and get anything right away. Like take your time, you know, if it's something simple like a candle or things that don't necessarily like stand the test of time, that they just kind of, you can use those in the meantime. But then when it comes to like big furniture pieces, you're able to really purchase something that describes your personality and yours alone. Oh, the best. And the last thing I wanted to cover here when it comes to creating your home and establishing your home and just a great vibe is creating rituals in your home. I talked a little bit about establishing a relationship with your home. And I get it, like your home isn't a being, but our home is our container for our energy. And it's also a container for the energy of the people that visit our home and come in and out of our home and experience our home. And I'm sure you can relate, like when you have gone into other places and you're like, I don't know, there's something special about this place. That's the kind of energy that I'm talking about. And so in establishing a relationship, you're allowing this space to give back to you. And so a way to do that is to create rituals. If you can establish rituals that foster self-care and emotional healing, you can begin to be vulnerable in this space and allow this space to give back to you and nurture you and make you feel safe. And the more that you're able to have this connection with your home, the more it'll start to truly feel like home and be something that you really value. And so this could involve setting up a dedicated space for journaling, practicing mindfulness, and engaging in creative activities as well. One of the things that I really loved to do in my home was to do watercoloring. And it was just such a fun creative outlet and allowed me to kind of process my emotions and my feelings and get creative and play around with some unique elements in my home. And so make sure that you're incorporating meaningful rituals into your daily routines as well. And that reinforces a sense of empowerment, a sense of growth within yourself when you're starting to do your daily routines. This also transformed how I do household chores. I turned them into rituals. And so now when I do chores, I know like when I vacuum, I like to put on really uplifting music and music that I can dance to and sing to so that it's fun. That is a ritual. So sometimes people can think ritual is super woo-woo, but it's a ritual is actually just a set of things that help you do an activity to help you cultivate a relationship with yourself and a relationship with your higher self, relationship with God, a relationship with the universe, to truly kind of bear your soul and allow yourself to be safe and seen and held and nurtured. And it makes household chores that much more exciting, I'll tell you that. But I hope that this was helpful for you, and I would love to see and encourage you to do one of these items, whether that's even organizing like your makeup drawer, maybe throwing out some old makeup, because again, like makeup only lasts, I forgot, like I think there's different shelf lives for things like foundations and powders and things like that, but go declutter your makeup drawer, go clean your makeup brushes. That could be just a simple activity of decluttering, but go and do one of these items and let me know. Send me a DM on Instagram. I would love to see it. And I'm actually, as soon as we hop off this recording, I'm going to go and do some cleaning myself. I'm going to go put on some fun music and vacuum. Oh, the joys of adulting. But I hope that this helped you. And again, I'd love to know your feedback. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to reach out. You know where to find me. Again, I'm your host, Christina. Thanks so much for joining. And until next time, bye.
Hey, listeners, Christina here. If you haven't figured it out by now, going through divorce can be the catalyst to the life of your dreams, where you can find the most authentic version of yourself and become financially free in the process. Think about it. What else allows you to build the foundation to a life that you love and then continuing to reap the benefits, as in being confident in who you are, feeling secure in your life, and then attracting things that complement your already amazing life and never losing sight of that? The problem is, if you don't have the right strategy for rebuilding a life greater than you've ever known before, it can be a lot of work with little results, but not at Her Heart Heals. This free training that kicks off next week shows you a radically different approach to designing, building, and living a wildly abundant life where you see results from the get-go. Plus, you're going to get my exact proven strategies that are getting results for my clients right now. This is the free training. If you're in the middle of divorce or several years out of divorce, this is the training that's going to change everything for you. So all you need to do is head over to the link in the show notes and join the priority list right now. Once you do that, there's a ton of additional training and a limited time bonus that's going to blow your mind. You don't even have to pause this episode. Go to the show notes and click on the masterclass link. And thanks so much. We'll see you next week, if not sooner.